Shalom Aleichem. Mishnah Yomi continues chapter 5 of Gittin, Mishnayot 7 and 8. Today, it's the day after the famous Mishnah about Sikrikon, and we are in Mishnah Zion, which is in some ways a continuation of Mishnah Hay, which talked about a Chereshet, a woman who was deaf and mute, was able to accept a get under marriage. So you're Cheresh, Mr. Deaf Mute, who again has difficulty communicating. We're not certain he has complete intellectual understanding at all times, but he can make transactions through romez v'nirmaz, through hinting and accepting the hints, the signals, you know, the thumbs up or the thumbs down, you know, and the nods of the head and the shakes of the head or shakes of the hand. He can convey his intention through body language. And this will create a valid transaction, even though he can't verbally agree to transactions. Ben Bateira, Omer Ben Bateira adds, Kofitz v'nikpatz. He can even move his mouth, like mouth the words, which often is even less clear than giving a thumbs up, thumbs down, nod of the head, but metaltalin. But this leniency applies to metaltalin. So Benatir would allow using mouthing words for metaltalin for movable property, but real property would still need a clear signal of intention for the transaction to be valid. The Mishnah adds a similar case, ha-pa'utot. Pa'utot is children who are old enough to understand transactions and the value of money. Mikoch on mekoch, if they purchase something, it's considered a valid transaction on a rabbinical level. You can't take it from them. Mimkar and mimkar, if they sell something too, it's a valid sale. Bimetaltling, when we're talking about movable property, not to land. Now the Rambam says a child even as young as age 7 might have this intellectual development and experience to understand about transactions, and some children it's not really until they're 10 years old that they are able to fully understand what's going on, and we consider their transactions to be binding. Next Mishnah, Elu Dvarim, these are the things, Amru, that our sages enacted, Mipnei Darchei Shalom. Now Darchei Shalom means the ways of peace. Now this is quite similar to Tikkun Olam. We've seen Tikkun Olam means preventing a problem to society as a whole. Darchei Shalom is basically keeping the peace. The first one is Kohen Kore Rishon. When we're reading from the Torah, we call up Mr. Kohen first to get the first Aliyah. V'achrav Levi, and Levi second. V'achrav Yisrael. And after that, a Yisrael Mipnei Darchei Shalom, for keeping the peace. This prevents people arguing over who would go first or bidding wars over that right. If you go into a Persian shul, you may find at times they allow the Kohanim to be mohel, to waive their right to go first. If there's a very great sage, a very big Talmud Chacham there, they would allow the Kohanim to give up their right. The Ashkenazi practice is a Kohen Amaretz. A Kohen would always go first, even if the Gadol Ador is there. Now the Mishnah brings the next enactment, Bor, a water hole, Shu Karuv Le'ama, that's close to this irrigation channel, Mitmole Rishon. So basically, first come, first serve. The closest water channel to the water hole fills first. Mipnei Darchei Shalom, again, to keep the peace. Now, Bartner explains, each field often had a water pit, and they were fed by the same channel coming off the river, but the pit closest to the river where the water's coming first, they have the right to fill up first, and when they're full, then the next one gets to fill up his watering hole. And the next enactment, Mitsudo, traps for Haya, wild animals, v'ofot, or birds, v'dagim, or for fish. Yesh behem mishum gozel. There is theft applicable to these items, mipdei darchei shalom, for keeping the peace. So if someone spread out a net to catch fish, and there's fish in there, and if someone else comes along, he cannot take those fish because of darchei shalom. Rabbi Yossi amir gozel gomor. He says if he took those fish, it would be mamish, it would be stealing. The difference is the owner of the fish net, whose net acquired those fish, he can sue in court and get restitution. Next, mitziat, a found object of cheresh shote v'koton, someone who's deaf-mute and again was not able to communicate well. Shote, somebody who's a bit out of his mind. V'koton, or a child underage. Yesh behen mishum gozel, mipnei darchei shalom. Somebody can't take these items away. That would be considered theft on a darchei shalom level. Rabbi Yosei Omer, again, Gozel Gamor, says this would be real theft, and if they took it away from a Cheresh Shote Katan, they could be sued in court and have to give it back. Next, Oni, a poor person, hamenokif berosh hazoyet. He's climbed up an olive tree and he's shaking down the olives. Now these trees are in someone else's field and they've been left over as peah. Peah, the corner of the field, left for the poor people to harvest. And he's going to harvest it by climbing up this tree and shaking the branches or hitting the branches so olives fall down. Moshe tachtov gozel. What falls down is on the ground under him. That's subject to theft. Mipnei darchei shalom. People are not allowed to take that. Even though Lamaisa, the poor person, is still up the tree and he hasn't actually gone down and acquired these olives yet. They're not really his yet, but rabbinically we say they're his enough that no one else can take them. Rabbi Yossi Amir Gozel Gomer. Rabbi Yossi says that rabbinically they're truly his already. He's put in the effort and he can sue if somebody takes them. Finally, the Mishnah adds, Ein memochin biyad aniyei goyim. We do not prevent poor people who are not Jewish, beleket shechapeya. If they're taking these portions of crops left for the poor, we discussed all of these in detail in Zerayim, but the kitzer, leket, is when one or two sheaves of grain or items fall out of the hand during the harvest. Shicha is produce that was put down and then forgotten about, and peah is the corner of the field left for the poor that we just mentioned. Now, the mitzvah in the Torah for the landowner to leave these items to the poor, it really applies to poor of the Jewish people, of his brothers. But mipnei darchei shalom, again, we want peace. We don't want the poor people from other nations fighting and arguing. We do allow them to take also. Nowadays, we don't set aside leket shechapeya. We don't have aniyim climbing up olive trees. And in a society where people typically aren't experts in harvesting and climbing up olive trees, it's really better that the owners take all the crop and then give tzedakah, give to organizations that are helping poor people. That's how it's done today. Now, it's the mitzvah to give tzedakah, but if a non-Jewish person comes to you when you're giving out food, then certainly mipnei darchei shalom would apply, but to actually give tzedakah, chayichei chayimach, it's really for Am Yisrael is the mitzvah. Yashar kochachem, tizku, the mitzvot.